I've got a few email questions also for Pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. That phone number, 1-855-949-7234. They've been sponsors for about 2 years now of Coast to Coast, and I am proud of it. We're going to take your calls, too, when we come right back. Welcome back with Pharmacist Ben and your phone calls. Ben, Francisco writes from Riverside, California, about his son. He said, I'm very concerned. He's 220 pounds, has a bad case of folliculitis decalvans, which he calls autoimmune disease, on his head.
Oh, no. That's
what is that?
Autoimmune disease is when the body, when the body basically attacks itself. Folliculitis decalvans is a hair loss issue. It's when the follicle is basically attacked by the immune system. Here's the thing about autoimmune diseases, and there are a lot of them. There's probably 100 or maybe more various autoimmune diseases. For the most part, they affect the connective tissue, although some of them can affect other parts of the body as well. You always want to regard an autoimmune disease as first and foremost a digestive health issue. Why? Because what happens is when the digestive system breaks down, food particles, incompletely processed food particles, which get read as an invader, go into the blood without being vetted. As I was talking about earlier, how food has to be broken down and vetted and approved of before it can get into the blood. The blood is the sacred space, George, and in the body it tells us the blood is the life. In Leviticus, the Old Testament, the blood is the life, and they couldn't have been more accurate from a scientific standpoint. Once the blood becomes contaminated through the digestive tract, we are off to the disease races. When incompletely processed food gets into the bloodstream, this gets read as an invasion, and it activates the immune system. When these immune complexes, and they're actually called circulating immune complexes, build up in the blood, they deposit in various parts of the body, including the follicles, and this is when the immune system starts to attack itself. It reads the body's own self and own components as being foreign because of these complexes that have deposited in there, which means for your son, for Francisco's son, or anybody dealing with an autoimmune disease, and probably 80 million, maybe somewhere in that range, Americans are dealing with autoimmune health issues. You want to focus on the digestive system first, and this gets back to the idea we talked about before we went to the break. You fast or do a Swerve-V cleanse for a couple of days, then you do a food diary and elimination diet and start to eliminate the foods, and then once you start eating foods again and you've gotten a menu you can select from, you patch up the gut, you repair the gut with probiotics or nightly essence from Longevity, which I think is the best, ultimate enzymes, apple cider vinegar with meals, that's another wonderful strategy that you can use. Bile salts, we didn't talk about those. Those are very helpful. Hydrochloric acid supplements like Pepsin, HCL, or even HCL drops, a whole slew of digestive supplements that you can use. Make sure you regard the digestive tract with the sacredness and the importance that it deserves. It is the source of all chronic degenerative diseases, particularly if they involve the immune system as an autoimmune problem.
Okay, now to the phones we go. Helen is in New York City. Hi, Helen, go ahead.
Hey, Helen.
I have a question.
Sure thing.
Sarcopenia seems to be developing and the person goes into frail elderly.
Yes.
Is there a way of reversing this?
Absolutely.
And could this have been brought on by hydrocortisone injections?
Absolutely.
Into the knee joints?
Absolutely. Hydrocortisone, cortisol, that is, hydrocortisone, the pharmaceutical version of cortisol, shuts down growth. Sarcopenia, for the listeners, is a loss of muscle tissue that happens as people get older. Sarcopenia is, I don't know if you heard us talking earlier, how the body is in the red and in the black. It's like a business. Sarcopenia is a classic example of a body that's in the red, a body that is losing money, a body that is net catabolic, net breakdown, and it's just a generic phenomena that occurs with the aging process. First of all, non-nutritionally, you want to move your connective tissue and move your body. Even though it seems counterintuitive when you're frail, it's extra important. And it doesn't have to be a lot. It could be walking up the stairs. It could be walking around the block. Anything that puts a load on the system will stimulate growth. And then while you're doing it, or simultaneously, or when you come home from the gym, from your workout, from the from your walk or whatever it is, do protein. Make sure you're absorbing the protein, digesting the protein. Reduce your intake of sugar. Do more essential fatty acids, your ultimate EFAs. Make sure you're doing your Mighty 90 essential nutrients. Get on the Healthy Start Pack. Make sure you're putting the raw material in the system that will support the growth of the system simultaneous with doing work that requires the body to build up. And then, of course, if you're doing anything that puts a stress on the system, a negative stress on the system, if you're eating lots of sugar, cigarette smoking, or drinking a lot of alcohol, or eating the wrong kinds of foods, those you need to address those as well. But we want to regard the aging process as something that, if we don't have the wherewithal to 100% reverse aging, we can certainly slow it down.
And that's the goal, isn't it?
That is absolutely the goal, George. It's a beautiful life if you're doing it right, and I want to be here as long as possible.
Ernie is truck driving in Michigan. Let's get him east of the Rockies. Ernie, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Ernie.
Thanks for taking my call, George. I love talking to you.
Thank you, Ernie.
And I wanted to ask, I'm type 2 diabetic, and I wanted to, on a previous show, Dr. Wallach, he talked about, he said it was a mineral deficiency, and he said, talked about wood ashes on the garden.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know what type of vegetables I need to grow and how many I'd have to consume, or would I be better off just consuming the wood ashes directly?
Yeah. They wouldn't be very tasty, but you can use our colloidal minerals. That's basically what they are. Colloidal minerals are plant-derived minerals, and wood ashes are the residue from plants, basically. And so using plant-derived minerals, this is Dr. Wallach's great insight, was the importance of plant-derived minerals. Dr. Wallach is not just he's brilliant on many accounts, but one of the coolest things he understands is history and anthropology. And
yeah,
he recognized that they, in the old days, they ate lots of, they used wood ashes as a source of nutrition, and that's what the colloidal minerals are. And that's really what longevity is all about at the most fundamental level. It's plant-derived colloidal minerals, which are in many of the basic products. So make sure you're doing your plant-derived colloidal minerals. That's probably what he was talking about.
What's the big deficiency for someone who's a type 2 diabetic? Is it chromium or selenium? What
chromium,
is it?
Selenium are two of them, absolutely. We have a product called Sweeties. Magnesium is also very important for blood sugar. We have a product called our Beyond OsteoFX, which has magnesium in them. One of the great hidden secrets of blood sugar control when it comes to nutritional supplementation is niacin, vitamin B3. We got a great niacin product, Ultimate Niacin, which is 500
now,
milligrams.
Now, do you have that facial flush when you take niacin?
That's good, George. No,
I know my stuff here, Benjamin.
Know your stuff. Yes, you do know your stuff. No, niacin can do that in high doses, and that's why in the pharmacy we always keep timed-release niacin. Niacin is incredibly multifunctional. It's one of the best natural statin drugs there is. In fact, many studies show it's just as effective as a statin drug for lowering blood cholesterol. Why? Well, guess what? Niacin helps the body process sugar. In fact, there's a molecule in the body called the glucose tolerance factor, which is composed of niacin as well as chromium, and this glucose tolerance factor is important for helping the body process sugar. Well, niacin is a key component of it, and by lowering blood sugar, it naturally lowers your blood cholesterol. So not only is it very important for folks dealing with diabetes, but it's also very important for folks worried about their cholesterol who don't want to go on a statin drug. And on top of all that, niacin is important for the brain. In fact, it's being used to treat social anxiety disorder. Niacin has a chemical structure that's similar to nicotine. So it's great for people who are trying to quit smoking. It's one of the most important skin health nutrients there is. You've heard the story of rednecks, or you know how they say people down south, they call them rednecks. That's because they suffered from niacin deficiency, and they would get pellagra, which one of the signs is bad skin or red skin. And niacin is also very important for the GI system. So using niacin, your ultimate niacin from longevity, is a 500 milligram timed release niacin. That's a great way to get one of the nature's most powerful blood sugar lowering nutrients that there are.
What about cinnamon?
Cinnamon is great, and it's so tasty, and it amplifies the taste of sweets. You ever notice how cinnamon and does something for sugary stuff like cinnamon rolls, and it has this ability to change or amplify the taste of sweets? So you'll find yourself eating a lot less sugar if you use cinnamon. In fact, you'll find yourself eating a lot less food if you use flavor and spices. A lot of times we just crave flavor. You know, we don't necessarily want food. We want flavor. There's a really cool book called Neurogastronomy. I forgot who wrote the book, and he talks about how flavor and the love of flavor is hardwired into us. Flavor really, you know, a lot of explorers in the 14th and 13th and 12th century really developed the Silk Road. Have you heard of the Silk Road that goes from Europe to China? A lot of advances, technological advances, because of the merging of cultures occurred because man was searching for flavor. We were searching for spices from the East. In fact, that's why Columbus actually discovered America. He's looking for spices.
We have this here email in from Catherine in Edmonton in Canada. And this is really important here, Ben. She was diagnosed with endometrial carcinoma.
Oh, no.
She's going to have a hysterectomy. She said her CT scan is clean, but they're going to check lymph nodes for cancer. And she's petrified. She doesn't know whether to have them removed or not. You're not a doctor. We're not going to recommend.
That's a scary thing.
But what's up?
Well, here's the thing. I don't believe in taking organs out unless you have cancer. If you have cancer, you got to do what you got to do. However, when you come back from the hospital, you have an extra obligation to your body to take care of it. Now your body is now compromised a little bit. So that means all of the things we're talking about here today, they're extra important. They're doubly important post-surgery, and they're doubly important if you've had an organ removed. Post-surgery for any kind of surgical procedure, but especially if you've had an organ removed. And by the way, the healing process, this is so cool, the healing process begins, George, as soon as the scalpel goes into the flesh. That's when healing begins. And so if you're going to go into surgery, it is so helpful to the healing process to load up on nutrients ahead of time. So that as soon as the scalpel does its cut, the body has the wherewithal, the raw material, the gasoline to run the engine of healing. And that means all of your Mighty 90 essential nutrients, and also, by the way, digestive enzymes taken pre-surgery can actually improve the healing process by controlling excessive inflammation. So use digestive enzymes. Use our ultimate enzymes. You get that from criticalhealthnews.com. Use our ultimate enzymes 2 weeks or so before surgery and take them on an empty stomach, not with digestion, and it'll help speed up the healing process. There's things you can do to mitigate the really terrible burden that surgical procedures place. One of the things that abdominal surgeries do, by the way, is they create these things called adhesions. Have you ever heard of abdominal adhesions or abdominal scar tissue? Yeah, the abdomen is a major center of nerves. You know, your solar plexus. You ever been punched in the stomach? You know what that feels like? When you get punched in the stomach?
I'm not Harry Houdini, Ben.
What's that?
I said I'm not Harry Houdini.
Okay, all right. Well, if you ever been punched in the stomach, you know it really hurts because there's a center of nerves there that's coated with connective tissue, as we were talking about earlier. When they cut in there, it's inevitable that you're going to have abdominal adhesions. 90%+ of people who have surgical procedures in the abdomen develop these adhesions. And later on in life, the adhesions can cause things like reproductive problems or female health problems or prostate problems or chronic pain problems or digestive problems. And nobody will think that it was the surgical procedure you had 10 years before, 15 years before. So it becomes super-duper important that you facilitate the body's ability to heal itself with good nutrition. Glucosamine and cartilage, our glucogel cast from criticalhealthnews.com, are extra important for helping rebuild connective tissue and recovering post-surgery.
Okay, next up, let's go to whose turn is it? It is Dottie's turn in Abilene, Texas. First-time caller. Dottie, you're on the air with us. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, George. Hi, Ben. So
hi, Dottie.
Hi. Both of you tonight. I have a quick question for you. Been a diabetic for 20 years. I was never told I could control it except for insulin.
Oh, my.
I'm now off of insulin. I don't eat sugar and I don't eat bread.
Good for you.
My blood sugar's great. However, the disease has caused problems with my vision. My eyes are bleeding at this point.
Oh, my.
And I'm getting shots in my eyes to stop that. Oh. And I'm also on dialysis for my kidneys. Okay. What can I do to reverse?
Here's the thing. Your blood sugar is totally controlled? Because that's the major issue right there.
Yes, and usually the highest that I see now is maybe 120.
Okay, well, that's still a little bit up there. So you got to really make sure that you're doing everything you can do to control the sugar. You also got to make sure that you're getting your electrolytes. The electrolytes are incredibly important, and what happens with diabetics, are you going to the bathroom a lot? Are you urinating a lot?
Somewhat, not as much as I used to.
When you urinate, you lose your electrolytes and you lose your B vitamins. This is very, not only is this a problem with diabetics, it's a problem pre-diabetes. This may be one of the causes of diabetes. You know, water-soluble nutrients are excreted very readily, the B-complex, vitamin C, and electrolytes, and these are electrical substances. Anytime something dissolves in water, not anytime, but minerals that dissolve in water or vitamins that dissolve in water create an electrical charge. And the B vitamins and vitamin C and the electrolytes, potassium, calcium, magnesium, they're highly electrical and they're very, very important when it comes to sugar metabolism, sugar being a source of energy. The relationship between electricity and energy is very intimate. So diabetics are prone to a loss of these water-soluble nutrients, and the matter is made worse if you're drinking a lot of water, because everybody's told to drink a lot of water now, and it's probably a good idea to do that. But this exacerbates the loss of these very, very critical nutrients. So replacing your electrolytes, replacing your B vitamins, and replacing your vitamin C throughout the day is extremely important, and that's why Dr. Wild created the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, by the way, to replace these water-soluble nutrients. And if you've ever used our Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I know a lot of people have, what you're doing is you're replacing all of these electrical nutrients. So making sure that you do, throughout the day, you're giving yourself these water-soluble nutrients either in our Beyond, through our Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Vegetable juices are another great way to get these electrolytes. I always recommend that people make their own vegetable juices and use that as a source of nutrition for a lot of reasons, but not the least of which are the high doses of B vitamins, vitamin C, and electrolytes that you can get from veggies. So making sure you're replacing your electrolytes is what I'd be doing. Also, of course, keeping your digestive system pristine, eliminating any toxicity that gets into the blood. That's also important.
Well, and the important thing, too, Ben, is a complete balanced program. So, you know, one thing, like you had mentioned, sweeties, by itself, you need a program, right?
You need the entire system. And that's what's beautiful about longevity is they made it easy. You've got all of these different groups, these different modules, if you will, for different systems of the body, so you don't even really need to brain damage it. You could, if you, for people who are really serious and they want to brain damage it and go through the internet and shop around, I mean, it's available to you through other sources, but Dr. Wild made it very easy, and that's what criticalhealthnews.com is really all about, is taking these ideas and simplifying them. So you don't have to be a nutritionist yourself. You know, it's probably a good idea to know a little bit about nutrition.
It helps.
It's so easy to do.
It helps. Ben Fuchs with us. He'll be with us for the final half hour. Website, criticalhealthnews.com. Phone number to just ask for help like so many people are doing tonight. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. What I find fascinating, Ben, is that people are beginning to realize that health should be the number one issue. It's not money. It's not relationships.
So true.
It's your health.
So
because
true.
Without that, you can't do the other things that are important.
Absolutely. 100% true. You know, I follow politics as much as anybody, but you know what? If you have, God forbid, something wrong with your body, none of that stuff matters. I like sports. You know, I like relationships and all of the fun things about being alive, but if you have, God forbid, some kind of colon problem or heart problem or, you know, any of the
liver problem, anything.
Fall apart, right? None of that matters.
No, it really doesn't. Again, Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. You started off going into broadcast journalism, didn't you?
Yeah, and I realized
I found that out.
I
found that out about you.
Did you know how to find that out? I went to Newhouse School.
No wonder you enjoy doing this.
I love it. I've always loved radio, George. There's something intimate about radio. It's something special about the connection. You know this well because you have this amazing way of connecting with people. So I know that you know what I'm talking about here. Radio lends itself to a form of connection with your listener that's very intimate and very special. And I love it. I love it as a listener, and I love it as a broadcaster myself. I love the medium. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to connect with people, and you do a heck of a job.
Well, let's come back and take some final calls with Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Wonderful person, wonderful people. We'll be back. We're going to come back in a moment and take final calls with pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. And here's that number again for those of you who want to just talk to a human. 1-855-949-7234. That's the number to get those folks. And welcome back to Coast with pharmacist Ben, criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, let's go straight to the calls as they are jammed. Kevin in St. Paul, Minnesota, on the wild card line. Welcome to the program. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Good to have you
nice
with
to
us.
Nice to talk with you.
Sure thing.
Thank you. About a week ago or so, I got a what's called a massage mat, and it's kind of a mat that you put on a chair and then you sit on it. And it's not really massage. It's more like motors that vibrate your back from your very upper back down to your middle back and about as far as the middle of your thighs or so. I'm hoping maybe there's some kind of health benefit that I can derive from this. And I, my question is, are you familiar with that sort of thing? And
I've seen various devices like that. I don't know if the brand that you're talking about, does it have heat on it, or is it just does it just have the motors?
It actually does have a heat unit in the middle of it. The brand is called Home Medics, which seems to be pretty good.
I bet you feel like $1 million after you use it.
Well, it's nice. I mean, it's not as good as
a
regular real massage, but it's pretty good for just relaxing when you get home or whatever.
Yeah, it sounds like a great Christmas gift. You know, massage, though, that's a very, very interesting health strategy, getting regular massages. I always thought, George, if we cared about health in this country, we would have national massage insurance. Every American.
Hey, mention it to Mr. Trump, huh?
What's that?
Mention it to Mr. Trump.
If I ever get to talk to him, I'm going to suggest that that'll be the best health care program anybody could ever have. Two massages a month. Way better than Obamacare. Way better than going to the doctor, getting a guaranteed appointment for the doctor. Having a massage can go such a long way towards improving health for so many reasons. We're talking about stimulating connective tissue, that's one reason. But also relaxation, George. The ability to relax accesses the body's healing systems. And anything we could do to relax our musculoskeletal system activates the body's parasympathetic nervous system, the healing and relaxation nervous system, and that is absolutely critical for staying healthy. Sitting in a hot tub, taking a hot shower, getting a massage, getting a foot massage. All of these are wonderful, wonderful health strategies, and they feel awesome too.
Next up, we've got Julia in Seattle, west of the Rockies. Julia, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Julia.
Hi, George and Ben.
Hey there.
Good to talk to you. I have a question about colloidal
silver.
Silver.
Okay.
In relation to the COPD.
Okay. COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is a breakdown of the tissue of the lungs. And so you want to regard COPD as a sign of generic breakdown, although cigarette smoking is implicated in COPD and other health issues. And you want to do all the things we talk about when it comes to building the body, building the connective tissue, making sure you're practicing deep breathing, making sure you're doing relaxation strategies. As far as colloidal silver goes, you're not going to make much of a dent in COPD with colloidal silver. While it does have some antiseptic properties, silver is a very powerful, even medicinal antiseptic. It's used in eye drops and such, and also to treat burns. It's not going to really help you much for COPD.
Too much of it, though, your teeth turn gray, don't they?
You can turn purple, too, if you do too much, or turn blue. It's called argyria, although it doesn't happen all that often. But, yeah, you're right. It's been known to occur. So I wouldn't regard colloidal silver as a treatment for COPD. Much more important to build the body, build the lung tissue. There's wonderful nutrients for the lungs specifically, especially vitamin C, vitamin E. There's a really cool supplement that you can get called NAC, which is actually a prescription drug for treating mucus in the lungs, and that's sometimes helpful as well. People who smoke cigarettes would be very well advised to sip on some Beyond Tangy Tangerine or some other kind of nutritional drink right after they smoke a cigarette. You can mitigate some of the toxicity of the cigarette smoke by using good nutrition. So right after you do, for people who are going to indulge in cigarette smoke or even vaping now, everybody's doing the vaping.
What do you think of that, by the way, vaping?
It's still not good to breathe smoke. It's not as bad, maybe, but it's still not a good thing. You're breathing in something, and it's hot, and it's something that, the body only wants a certain menu to get inside of it. And it's evolved over the course of millions of years, hundreds of millions of years maybe, to choose from a very, very narrow menu. And that means food, basically. Anything that gets into the body that's not food, food-related is not supposed to be in there, and it requires all of the detox mechanisms to kick in to get rid of it. So vaping, while it's better than cigarettes, is certainly it's not something that you want to be excited about doing, and it's probably best avoided.
Thomas in La Jolla, California, with us. Thomas, go ahead.
Hey, Thomas.
George, thank you for taking my call, and Ben, you are a true blessing. Thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
There is the conventional wisdom is that radiation poisoning cannot be reversed. Yet I don't believe that. I think that with the divine wisdom of the body and
praise
divine
God.
Providence, all things are possible.
I agree.
And
I
yet
agree with
we have Three Mile Island,
yeah.
Fukushima,
yeah.
and the spread of radioactive isotopes
yeah.
through the food chain. And are there besides the Longevity Total program, I'm on it. It's great.
Thank you.
But besides the program, are there things that we can supplement the
yeah.
longevity program to reverse radiation poisoning and to help expel
yeah.
radioactive isotopes from the body?
Great question. Great question. You're absolutely correct. Nutritional supplementation, it goes a long way towards protecting you from radiation. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine's got vitamin C in it. That's very important. We have a product called the Ultimate Selenium. That's very important. We have another one called the Fucoid Z, which is made with a substance called fucoidin. That's very important. In addition, if you want other things, bentonite clay, one of my all-time favorite detox supplements. Great for food poisoning, great for folks who have heavy metal poisoning, same with algaes of all kinds. Also, I talked earlier about NAC. That can be helpful. Something called zeolite, I don't know if you ever heard of that. That can also be helpful for detoxing. One of the great, great longevity health strategies, which is also important for detoxing from radiation, is something called chelation therapy. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
Oh, I've heard of it. EDTA.
EDTA injected, absolutely. It is phenomenal, and like National Massage Insurance, like I was talking earlier, we should have National Chelation Insurance. It's unbelievably helpful. I know many people, including many physicians, who are living in their 70s and 80s and are very vital, and they've been doing it on a regular basis for decades. It is very, very valuable. So chelating heavy metals is important. And the caller, Thomas, I believe his name was, is very spot on about this issue with radiation poisoning and toxicity. George, we are swimming in an ocean of toxicity. It is hideous beyond belief. Everything from our tap water, the water we drink, to the air we breathe, the vegetables we eat, they're imbued with all kinds of toxins. But it doesn't do us any good to whine about it or to scream about it, although we want to change it. What we want to do is address our general health. A healthy body will not get sick. So all of the basics, your Mighty 90 essential nutrients, keeping your sugar down, stabilizing or protecting your blood from getting toxic through the digestive system, eating less food, moving your body around, taking lots of hot showers and hot tubs. You see all these different ways that we can protect ourselves from the inevitable toxicity that we're all dealing with, that we just can't get away from. Even electromagnetic toxicity, George. You know, all of the electromagnetic energies that are in the air, wireless, you know, for example, that stuff didn't exist 100 years ago, 150 years ago. This is all very recent for the body. But protecting yourself with a good nutritional supplement program and making sure you're employing some of these strategies we've been talking about here tonight are incredibly important and can go a long way towards helping soften the blow of the toxicity that we've just trashed our planet. Human beings are the only animals that crap in their water and then drink it. And that's basically what we do.
Ew, thanks for that thought.
I'm sorry about that.
That's, really good.
That's basically what we do.
Children's radio show, Ben. Robert in the Bronx on the wildcard line. Hey, Robert, go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Ben, I got a question. I had spoken to Dr. Wallach on the show there before for a family member who's got started out with diabetes, moved to congestive heart failure, now has got chronic kidney disease, stage 4. Kind of planning doing the supplements, but my question is they're watching her heart rate with metoprolol, like a hawk.
Yeah.
If she went to take any of these supplements to address the blood pressure yeah. and her diabetes, how long does it take for an effect to show up?
It depends on how severe her problem is, but 24 to 48 hours, 72 hours, very short order. She's going to have
really?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Especially if she's deficient. She's deficient even quicker. And many people are. That's one of the great gifts of the human body. The more deficient we are, the faster we turn it around. The body sucks up nutrients. Sometimes it hasn't seen some nutrients, you know, for many of us for a long time, at least not in sufficient quantities. And for many people who are deficient, they'll notice results very, very quickly, 24, 48, 72 hours, maybe 4 days, 5 days, but it'd be very quick. She wants to tell her doctor because what will end up happening is they'll have to lower the dose on her medication because especially when it comes to blood pressure issues, a lot of folks are on really high doses of things like metoprolol, which is a beta blocker drug, a hideous drug, by the way, blocks the heart, blocks the beta blocker, means it blocks the nerves that run to the heart and the circulatory system. But when she starts to employ some of these strategies, her drugs will work better. She'll have to reduce her dose on the drugs. So she wants to work with her physician if she starts the supplement program. And I always encourage if a physician is, you're working with a physician, respect the physician. You know, the physician is doing his best. I believe he's misguided, but he's still doing his best to help you, and you want to work with him. That doesn't mean that you have to listen to everything he says, but it means you want to work with him because he's part of your healing team, and he's been, you know, enlisted to be part of the process. So you want to always work with your physician, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you want to not use your supplements. Just work with your physician, and what'll end up happening is you'll lower your dose.
Ben, do you find that more people nowadays are more aware of their body needs?
Heck yes. Heck yes. You know, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, we bought into we drank the Kool-Aid 100%.
Yes,
and it's even getting better with the millennials, by the way. You know, I know a lot of millennials are listening to you. The millennials are very skeptical of the mainstream and very hip to understanding how to be their own authorities and take care of their own health business. And so it's getting better and better, absolutely. You know, people who were raised in the 50s, grew up in the 50s or grew up in the 40s, those folks, I grew up in the 60s more, but those folks grew up to really trust everything that the establishment or the authorities or the mainstream or the so-called opinion shapers told us. But as the 60s kicked in and the 70s and the 80s, we became less and less trusting of mainstream ideas. And now it's reached a crescendo, I believe, to the point now where a lot of folks are really taking things into their own hands. And it's a darn good thing. I believe we should be our own health authorities.
If you don't get on the program here in the minutes that we have left, and I'll do my best to get a few more people in, go to criticalhealthnews.com or call 1-855-949-RADIO. Lynn in Tampa, Florida. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi there, George.
Hi there.
I really appreciate the programs you have.
You are very welcome.
My first time calling. My concern is I have a bad case of arrhythmia. Started about 4 months ago. The doctor put me on metoprolol, but I don't have high blood pressure. She wants to slow down the heart. I am taking a good fish oil supplement plus CoQ10. I also take turmeric.
I bet you're deficient in magnesium.
I take magnesium and I take my minerals as well, magnesium and calcium.
What's the dosage? What's of the magnesium?
Of magnesium, it's about, I think, 200 a day plus my minerals.
Ben, that's low, isn't it?
You could definitely use some more magnesium. You know, magnesium supplementation is incredibly important for many, many reasons, and it's the number one mineral nutritional deficiency, ironically, because magnesium is found in all vegetables. Wherever you see green, you've got magnesium. The chlorophyll molecule, which makes plants green and gives plants color, it contains a little chunk of magnesium right in the center, the way the hemoglobin molecule, interestingly, the chlorophyll molecule in plants is analogous to the hemoglobin molecule in the blood, and while hemoglobin has a little core of iron, the chlorophyll has a little core of magnesium. So eating lots of veggies is important, supplementing with magnesium is important, but here's a couple of hidden causes of arrhythmia. Arrhythmia is a kind of a sign of a body in distress, and one of the major distresses is low levels of oxygen. especially you'll notice folks who have angina, which is a hideous, horrible heart condition. It's not quite an arrhythmia, but similar. It is brought on by a lack of problems breathing, lack of oxygen. So making sure you're practicing slow, deep breathing. We didn't talk about that tonight. Very, very important for folks who have cardiovascular health issues or heart issues especially, and especially arrhythmias. I'd be practicing slow, deep breathing on a regular basis, relaxing the body. And also, this is so fascinating.
It's an electrical issue in the spinal cord.
Well, here's the thing I was going to say. Remember we talked about the connective tissue, right? The heart has connective tissue that nobody talks about. It's on a framework. It's sitting on a skeleton of connective tissue. And as that connective tissue breaks down, the electrical current doesn't run as smoothly. You get sparks. The electrical current doesn't run smoothly through the heart, and that's where you get the arrhythmias. And then you have the whole spinal connection with the electrical, with the connective tissue. So using glucosamine, our glucogel caps, cartilage-containing products, bone soup, and here is the all-time great connective tissue-building vitamin. You ready for this? It's called vitamin C. And the reason vitamin C is known as the primal panacea, meaning it's good for everything, is because it is the key element that turns on the ignition of connective tissue manufacturing. Without vitamin, I call it vitamin CT because it's vitamin connective tissue. And the connective tissue in the heart, when the connective tissue, the role of the connective tissue in the heart is to facilitate the conduction of electrical energy so that it doesn't jump. And arrhythmias are an issue with this electrical energy. So building the connective tissue is extremely important using high doses of vitamin C, which, of course, you'll get in our Beyond Tangy Tangerine, as well as magnesium, as well as all the B vitamins, particularly niacin, as we talked about, and thiamine, which is a vitamin B1. And then I commend you for knowing about coenzyme Q10. It's great. And also vitamin E is also very, very important for the heart. You know, vitamin E is a very interesting vitamin, George. When I was in pharmacy school, they used to laugh at people who took vitamin E. Doctors used to think that it was a joke, that vitamin E was silly.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. It was the 80s. It wasn't until like the middle of the 1990s that we really started to respect the importance of vitamin E. And vitamin E is one of those vitamins that's not found in foods. It's very difficult to get vitamin E from foods. You got to eat a lot of sunflower seed oil or a lot of sunflower seeds or a lot of wheat germ oil to get your vitamin E. It's almost impossible. So you absolutely, for anybody dealing with cardiovascular health issues or anybody dealing with liver issues, but really anybody, or lung issues, but we all benefit. In fact, if you have this condition called metabolic syndrome, it's now known that vitamin E is one of the most important supplements you could take for metabolic syndrome, which is a health challenge that diabetics get that involves blood pressure and obesity and fatty liver disease. And vitamin E is critical for all of these things. 400 IU a day. You know, we don't have a lot of time, but there's different forms of vitamin E. It gets a little bit confusing, but making sure you're using vitamin E on a regular basis is also important. This is where this idea of a system comes in, George, as you were talking about earlier. You know, you can go crazy trying to find all of these individual supplements, and that's why Dr. Wallach and Youngevity created all of these different packs, including the Healthy Start Pack, which really is the basics. If people want to start off on the basics and they want to know just where to begin, it's the Healthy Start Pack, which gets you all of your mighty.
And let's get them, Ben, to the website, criticalhealthnews.com, and the toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO. Until next time, Ben, thank you so much. Up next, we're going to talk about some conspiracies right here on Coast to Coast AM.